Attention, Life Tips listeners. Looking for better ways to become better, smarter, faster, and wiser? Well, listening to Life Tips is a great start, but how about if we gave you an easier way to listen? Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available for iPhone and Android. Listen to Life Tips and even more programs that will help you build to a better health, wealth, and lifestyle. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron White here with Dr. Dale. Dr. Dale, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you today.
I am so excited to be talking with you to learn a little bit more about how we can listen to our instincts and our bodies, which we'll get to in a little bit. But for starters, tell the audience a little bit about your vantage point and where you're coming from, particularly related to homeopathic hormone rejuvenation therapy, which is really what we're going to talk a little bit about today.
Well, basically, this is what women want. When they go to a health provider, they want a safe method to help them balance their hormones without causing addiction and without causing any side effects like cancer, which many of the hormone preparations, synthetic and natural, can do. You see, the key is the word replacement. You want to avoid replacing your hormones. And because there's several things that happen when you do that, first of all, when you replace hormones, you shut down your body's own ability to make any more hormones as long as you're using the drug or the medication that you're using for it. And so that really ages the body. So what we want to do is inspire the body, re-educate the body, reteach the body how to make its own hormones. And the one thing that doctors never tell you when you're going through menopause is that, oh, did you know, Mrs. Smith, that your adrenal glands will make all the hormones you need as your ovaries slow down? You never hear those words, and that's the facts. So as a woman starts to go into menopause or having a complete hysterectomy or whatever their situation is, what they need to know is that the adrenal glands will make the hormones they need if they're nice to their adrenal glands by eating proper food, proper diet, and not drinking caffeine, which exhausts them and dehydrates them. So we have to understand that the body is designed to with a few fail-safes, so that you're never going to be without hormones. Sometimes health providers, medical doctors tell their patients, oh, you're 60 years old or 70 years old, your body doesn't make hormones again. That is the furthest thing from the truth. You make hormones in smaller amounts, of course, until the day you die. Your body is going to make hormones, and the better you treat your body, the more hormones your body will make, and the more balanced your body will stay, and the more younger you will look, and the better your skin will be, and the better your emotions will be. You know? So
now I'm going to have to replay this. Go ahead. Sorry. Yep.
That's okay. So basically, the reality is that hormone replacement is proven to cause cancer. It is proven to cause strokes, heart attacks. The Women's Health Initiative, which is a nonprofit organization, did this major study in the year 2002. They completed it, and they stopped the study in 2002 because the 5,000 women that were on the hormone replacement study were getting cancer, blood clot, strokes. So all of them were getting sick because the study included a placebo group, of course, and then a group where people were taking using hormone replacement. which is a drug. And, you know, so people actually got cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer from the study. It was a 5-year study that they stopped because everyone was getting sick. And so that's what's happening and has happened to the general public. And the general public just needs to listen to shows like this to get to become wise, to know what their options are, and to question their doctor, really question their doctor.
Let's slow down for a second here, because that was a lot of data you just threw at me and the guests. And if we listen to this 5 times, which we may need to do, we might be able to digest all of that and really put it to work. But I just want to ask you a couple of basic questions that maybe you could help me with succinctly. Can you tell me some of the effects of aging, of an aging hormonal situation? How is my body affected by hormones and or aging or depleted hormones? What's going on? Give me a summary, please.
In general, your body, the hormones in your body tell you how to think and how to feel. Your hormones are related to how your body feels emotionally. Physically, that's what they do. They balance the body. They create, when the hormones are balanced, then you are fertile. You can have children. There's many things that hormones do. And women know probably more than men how important hormones are if you're trying to get pregnant. You know, some women have infertility because their hormones are not balanced. And some men have the same issue with their sperm count. So hormones are very important for everything in your life. And when they become out of balance, it could be become out of balance for many different reasons. When I train people in hormone rejuvenation, one of the things, most important things, is to know what kind of things cause hormone imbalance, okay? But hormones can become imbalanced through your diet. Hormones can become imbalanced through toxins, you know, in the food that you're eating, including toxins in your environment, can cause hormone imbalance. Also, genetics, okay, can cause hormone imbalance. And the fillings in your teeth, mercury fillings. Mercury is a heavy metal, so you've got heavy metals that can cause hormone imbalance. So there's many different things that can cause hormone imbalance. Medications, drugs cause hormone imbalance, many different things. And I would actually suggest that most people and most of my listeners that, you know, kind of follow me from station to station and find out where I'm going to be and all of that, they really are hip to the fact that you need to have your hormones tested, okay, so that you know the truth about what's going on in your body, and you just can't listen to someone on the radio, for example, and then just go out and start using a hormone on your body. Because they, first of all, synthetic hormones have side effects. Homeopathics, the ones that I make, are great, and they have no side effects, and they're clinically tested, scientifically tested on over 20,000 people and before and after tests. So if you want to get your body tested for hormones and find out what your hormone levels are, then you have a choice. You can either do blood testing or you can do saliva testing. The only caveat is that blood testing for hormones is inaccurate, and saliva testing for hormones is very accurate. So we need to make the right choice as to how we get our hormones tested so we can find out the truth about our body. Okay? So when your body is imbalanced, you can have all kinds of symptoms. You can have, from hormones being out of balance, you can have emotional issues. You can have aches, pains, chronic fatigue. You can have a lot of different issues. You can gain weight. Sometimes you can gain a lot of weight. Even though you eat a good diet and don't eat a lot of fats and a lot of junk food, a lot of women gain weight around anyway, and men as well. And oftentimes, the weight gain is around the middle of the body, your gut area. So we need to look at hormones and what causes them to be out of balance.
Are hormones a real driver to aging in general, in your opinion?
Sure. And yes, hormones are, but they don't need to be. Okay? So in other words, as you get older, you know, your hormones, if you're a woman, your ovaries start shutting down because you're not going to be having any more children. So, and that can happen as late as 63, 64. I've seen it with patients that where all of a sudden at the age of 60, they're no longer menstruating. Some women go through it in their 40s, have an early menopause where they've stopped. But their ovaries have slowed down dramatically production of their own hormones. However, the adrenal glands will make hormones and will so that you don't have to have hot flashes and men don't have to go through low testosterone and feel fatigue and tired and an energy drain from that. So by using good food, avoiding caffeine, avoiding the energy drinks with all the caffeine in it, by being conscious about what you're eating and using homeopathic medicine to help rejuvenate your hormones, your adrenal glands stay healthy. You have two adrenal glands, and they are going to be with you for your whole life, and their function is also to produce various types of hormones. So aging can be, there's two different kinds of aging. There's your chronological aging and your biological aging, okay? So chronological just means like you're 60 years old and people judge you, you're 60, and oh my God, well, you can't have children anymore and you can't have a menstrual cycle anymore, okay, and so that's, or you're, and that's normal. I mean, but a lot of people have accelerated aging when they're in their 40s, 50s, even in their 60s, very accelerated aging, and this is because the body is toxic. Aging comes from the biological age being older than what you really are chronologically. In other words, your organs are older because you're eating toxic foods. You're eating a lot of sugar. You're drinking a lot of coffee. You're doing a lot of alcohol, maybe drugs. Medications can even cause the body to age prematurely. So we really need to take a look at our lifestyle, what we're eating as far as diet, and what we're thinking. Okay, negative thinking can also cause your body to age. So there's many things that can cause the body to age, including your emotions, your relationships. There's many different things because the mind can either make you really healthy and make your hormones really balanced and your whole body like working together, or if you have a lot of negativity in your mind, it can make your body sick. And it can actually cause a disease. So that is the most important thing, is to know that you can control your aging process.
Let's take a break and just come back with some rapid-fire questions for you. We'll be back in just a second, everyone. Thanks very much for listening in. While we're on the break here, is there any way, Teresa, I love your energy and I love your excitement. I've asked three questions and your answer average was about 5 to 6 minutes per answer, which is great. I love your passion. But honestly, if you listen to radio shows a lot like I do and like I have run before, what's much more exciting about a radio interview is if I ask you a question and maybe you spend 1 minute to answer it and then I ask you another question, because there's just so much data you're laying out to us. Do you know what I mean?
That's how you educate people. I understand, but you have to educate people, and there's no way to put some things in a snippet. But I will do my best to do that.
I've been doing radio for 20 years.
Okay, I've been doing radio for 20 years, and people want to draw you out to have you talk about the facts. So I will go ahead and I will give you shorter answers if that's what you're looking for.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
While some affiliate networks can give you offers, Affiliate Offers Network gives you offers that pay big. Why do affiliates work with Affiliate Offers Network? How about because they work with powerhouse CPAs like Affiliate.com? How about that affiliates get paid every Monday to kick off their work week? Plus, learn how their Green Bucket system can turn your email, display ad, social, video, or mobile impression into profitable income. Get connected today with Affiliate Offers Network. Call 312-560-0175 or visit AffiliateOffersNetwork.com.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Best Search Strategies,
where our hosts, Jamie Smith and Brian Lewis, discuss state-of-the-art search strategies and tools to help search marketers increase conversion and lower costs.
Best Search Strategies, on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Happy to have you back. Dr. Dale, really great to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Here's a question for you. What are the top three things you can do to try to naturally slow the aging process down of your hormones?
Eat a good diet. Eat a healthy diet. Get off of medications and work out a program so that you are not on as many meds, and also to improve your dental health.
Do you have any thoughts on the top three things that will speed up your aging process? And they may be the opposite of what you just said, but what are you seeing as the top three things that really speed up the aging process?
Negative thinking, working with your, having a lot of emotional issues, and having a poor diet and taking medications.
Interesting. I wanted to ask you a complex question, and I don't even almost know how to answer it, but I find that there are people on this earth that are often two extremes. an emotionally driven person that is a hugger and a kisser and a lover and an artistically driven individual, expressive, you know, emotionally driven from the core. And then there are people that are quite the opposite, that are, you know, even-keeled, steady, reserved, other characteristics that I think you understand where I'm going with this. How do hormones play into that emotion or lack thereof of people? Is there a direct correlation? Is this the driver for that expression that we have as humans?
If what you're asking is what makes people's personalities to be the way they are, then it would be our genetics.
Not played into hormones, do you think? And of course,
well,
genetics
hormones,
can play into
our hormones. Our hormones are related to our genetics to some degree, but you're asking about a personality type. You know, what type of people? Some are more warm and outgoing, and others are not. Right? And so you're asking what can make that. And I'm saying a lot of it has to do with our genetics, experiences in life, and a lot of that can interplay with the hormones production of the human body.
Mm-hmm. Tell us why you're so against for any type of hormonal treatments, injections. Get to the core of why that is so damaging and harmful for your body. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but hundreds and thousands of people have gone through that treatment, correct?
Well, the first question is to why I don't like it, and that is I am a health provider, and I train doctors full-time, and we do testing for that. I've been in practice for 30 years, and so we do testing on people, and we see patients and clients and patients that have cancer, and health providers direct health issues directly related to doing those, synthetic hormones, or, you know, some kind of hormone that they're taking can cause serious health problems, and that is documented. So it's not that I'm against it. It's that science proves that it's harmful to people, and that is why I'm on your show, is to help people to understand and to have and to create an awareness about it.
Do you know how many people have gone through HRT hormone replacements and what the data is on that? It sounds awful, by the way. I mean, it you know, but you
well,
know,
sometimes they do it and they don't have immediate symptoms. They might even feel better for a couple of months, and then it builds up in the body, and the body can't handle it anymore, and a toxicity happens, and that's when there's problems, because it throws the whole body off. Your body is supposed to make its own hormones according to a rhythm, a circadian rhythm cycle. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah. And let's go into some of the severe effects of hormonal problems. You know, hot flashes, these terrible aches, pains, emotional volatility. Do you see that often? Is that more prevalent now? Do you think our stressful society is making these reactions more intense? What's the state of the union with some of the extreme conditions of hormonal imbalance that we're seeing these days?
Well, stress is really the number one killer, and stress is known to be a number one killer, and its stress is related to your emotions and how you perceive life. So that is the first thing to try to get under control in your life, is how you perceive realities to be happening, how you perceive things, and if you're open to new things, and if you're, or you're closed, I mean, or you perceive things as being stressful, one person does, whereas another person doesn't seem to have a problem with it. So stress is the killer, and hormone replacement has been known in scientific studies, as I was mentioning earlier with the Women's Health Initiative, to cause cancer. Therefore, a lot of the hormone preparations were taken off of the market, reformulated, or, you know, I mean, a lot of women stopped using these dangerous drugs, but then a lot of women are not aware of all of this either. So it's good that we make them aware.
Appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about some of the safe organic kits that you're offering at the Wellness Center where you practice.
Well, the Wellness Center, I started that, let's see, in 1994. And I have since created many systems of healing for health providers that I train. And I offer on my website some very safe and natural detoxification cleanses and also hormone rejuvenation kits that people can use that are safe. So the cleanse kits basically clean, detoxify the organs and the glands, and they help the body to eliminate all the poisons, the pesticides from the environment, and also poisons from medications that they could have taken in the past.
Could you describe some of the ingredients of the kits, what the kits offer? You know, obviously I know a little bit about detox cleanses, but is it more dietary driven? Is it more, how are you purging the toxins in general with some of your solutions?
Well, the cleanses are organic herbs in veggie caps. They do not contain flow agents or anything toxic, and they are designed to detoxify the filtering organs, which are the kidneys, the liver, the colon, and the blood. And they are designed to do that safely, even in the outpatient clinics of hospitals that I work with. So we help people to bring their body back into balance with diet and with cleanse kits.
Mm-hmm. Is the balance focused on a pH body balance, so like super greens and other herbs like that? Or is it some other methodology?
It's to bring the body back into balance hormonally, pH, in every way. Balance cholesterol and doing, the body has many different functions to balance.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen examples where pure organic treatment has rectified hormonal imbalance problems, brought the hormones back to a healthy state, and then maintain that for a significant period of time to find results for patients?
Well, yes, and we do that all the time. As I was mentioning earlier, we have done well over 20,000 people before and after, general public, before and after with saliva test. So the first saliva test, they're on what if it's maybe your synthetic hormones or a bad diet or whatever they are doing, and then we test and see what their levels are, and then we offer and make suggestions of doing a cleanse and doing homeopathic hormone rejuvenation, and then 3 months later, they do another saliva test, and we see amazing results, and people, more importantly than test results, people feel better.
How expensive is your safe organic kit?
Well, the cleanse kit, we have different ones. They range anywhere from $150 up, depending upon how long a person wants to do a cleanse and depending upon whether it's herbal or it's homeopathic. So they can read about them on the website and see what feels right to them.
And how do you want people to get a hold of you Dr. Dale. Tell us about your site, and of course we want to hear about your book as well and where people can get it. Maybe give people a little lead into that if you could.
Sure, thank you. What we want to do is go to the wellnesscenter.net, and that is where you will get a lot of information and along with free self-tests. So you can do a self-test right on the website to see if you even need a saliva test. Maybe a person doesn't need it. So we offer free things to help a person become aware. And so it's wellnesscenter.net.
Got it. Terrific. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so very much for the opportunity. Yes. I really appreciate it.
We learned a lot today, and I want to thank everybody for listening in. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser when it comes to problems related to exhaustion and hydration and hormonal imbalance and dietary issues and all the fun things we talked about today. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Dr. Dale. That second part
thank
was really good. Yes, it was one. Wonderful. I mean, the first part was wonderful, the second part. And you've got a lot to bestow upon everybody, but I really think that you did a great job on the second half, so I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.